Today on McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country, two unbeaten teams battle it out to decide a conference champion in our high school game of the week. Amarillo, Texas is the site for today's locker room look back, and Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin hosts a few All-Pros. Youth Football in Steelers Country starts right now. Hello and welcome to another edition of Youth Football in Steelers Country presented by McDonald's. I'm Missy Matthews. We have a jam-packed show in store for you today. Here's a preview of what's ahead. Our Steelers TV cameras traveled to Amarillo, Texas, hometown of Steelers defensive end Ziggy Hood. You'll get an opportunity to see why Ziggy is known as the strongest player on the black and gold roster. The Bethel Park Junior Football Organization hosted their 50th season celebration, and the Peters Township Little Indians showed up to crash their party. Plus, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin hosts his annual All-Pro Dad Day at the team's practice facility. Hear from Tomlin and other local dads coming up later in the show. But first, the Whippeal regular season came to a close last week, and a pair of teams, Thomas Jefferson and West Mifflin, came into the game with perfect 8-0 records. Now, both teams were assured a playoff spot, but there was still plenty to play for. An undefeated regular season, a Big Nine Conference championship, as well as good old bragging rights all at stake. Here's a look at how the game unfolded in today's High School Game of the Week.
Seems like every year this game comes down with a lot of meaning to it, so we're excited, ready to play.
I don't think it'll be real outrageous as far as the scores are concerned. I think it'll be two tough defenses, and it's going to be a hard-fought game.
I expect both defenses to be stout tonight. I expect it to be a tough, hard-nosed, hard-hitting, close game, and not a defensive struggle, but I don't think it's going to be a shootout.
You got to beat TJ. They're the only one left, so it's either us or them, so... You know, like I said, we're prepared. Come here, it's a tough place to play, and we'll try to do the best we can.
You guys, it does not get any better than this. All right, all the hoopla that's going on around this game, the crowd, the media, but you know what? It's a football game. It's what we do. This is what we do. This is what we're good at.
So we're going to go out there, and I'm only asking you guys to do, like we always do, is play your best. Everyone's going to be behind you, all right? We're all in this together.
I know we're ready. I know we're ready. Defense all over them. 48 minutes of hell.
These two teams faced each other with identical 8-0 records was in 2005, and in that game, West Mifflin got the best of Thomas Jefferson 28-15. From the outset of this one, Bill Chirpek's club seemed determined not to let history repeat itself.
Good job.
Zach Shadman's 79-yard punt return put TJ on the board first, but they didn't stop there.
Joe, listen to me. They went to cover three on that. All right, so next time I do that, it's going to be down the middle. Look it off and come back in the middle.
Just two more stay in the middle.
Right, look him off. He bailed as soon as you turned that way.
TJ jumped out on West Mifflin 14-0 with 3:18 remaining in the first quarter. The Titans, however, didn't blink and rode their workhorse running back, Jim Wheeler, to get back into the game.
We got to stay home and stay under control, all right? Come on, let's go. We got a lot of games to play.
In the second half, Thomas Jefferson showed their toughness and grit running the ball right at the Titans' defense. The highlight was a 15-play, 76-yard drive, culminating with a touchdown that all but put the game away. West Mifflin had no answers and managed just 13 yards of offense in that second half thanks to a stifling TJ defense. The Jaguars won 28-14 and capped their sixth undefeated regular season under Coach Bill Chirpak.
I knew it was going to come down to defense. I really did. As much as both teams scored, you know, these types of games always seem to come down to defense in the second half and running the ball. And we wanted to come out and establish the run because we didn't run it very well in the first half. We got some passes, but we wanted to establish the run, and they did a good job. They were slanting and coming hard, and you know, we had that long drive, and that really was a big boost for us in the second half.
Two real good teams going at it, good defenses, good offenses. We knew it wasn't going to be a high-scoring game, but we just had to do what we had to do. It was real good to win the conference at 9-0, and we worked for this, so it felt real good.
If you want to win in the playoffs, you have to be able to run the football and play defense, and I thought in the second half, for the most part, you know, we were able to do that.
Time to find out, where are they now? First is a couple of former TJ players now lining up for Washington and Jefferson. Zach DeCicco is a senior defensive back for the Presidents. He has 45 tackles on the season to go along with 7 passes defended and 1 interception. Joining DeCicco at W&J is Ryan Ruffing. Ruffing spent last season running for nearly 1,400 yards for the Jaguars. He's seen action in 3 games at running back this season for the Presidents and has just 1 carry on the season. Finally, Leon Green, who you might remember, played for West Mifflin before transferring his senior year. He's a senior defensive back at Kent State. Green has 14 tackles, 5 passes defended, and 2 interceptions on the year for the 7-1 Golden Flashes. Well, coming up next, Steelers defensive end Ziggy Hood takes us to his former high school. Locker Room Look Back is after the break. Stay with us. Welcome back to Youth Football in Steelers Country, presented by McDonald's. Listed at 6'3 and 300 pounds, Evander Ziggy Hood certainly has the size to play defensive end in the National Football League. Now, Ziggy's stature as well as his work ethic have led him to become the first-round draft pick of the Steelers in 2009. His work ethic was on full display as we traveled with the Texas native to his hometown of Amarillo in this week's Locker Room Look Back.
Man, we had my old high school on the practice field that you want to see.
Yeah, boy, all this is familiar, I tell you.
What we practice on. We ain't had the best type of grass, but, man, we got out there and got after it. Man, we cracked skulls here, man. We got after people here. You know, fights on the field. And then you got the surrounded by the neighborhoods and everything. So you can be having a gang fight down the street while you're practicing. So, you know, that's how real it is out here. This is where, you know, the makings of, you know, who I am today, you know, continued here on these fields and stuff, you know. A lot of teammates I played with, shared these moments with them and stuff, you know. Pretty much where we've made. As you can see, there ain't no cloud, you know, no trees unless you go to the outsides of it. So, you know, you in the heat, you in the heat out here. So it doesn't even really matter. You just have to go out there and practice, no matter how you were feeling that day. So, you know, it made us tough, though. I ain't gonna lie. It made us tough. Like my coach said, he don't know not one good football player hasn't gotten tired before. So, you know, you're gonna get tired, so that means you're running hard. If you ain't tired, you ain't running hard enough. Bring back a lot of good memories, you know. not trying to be a bodybuilder, not trying to be a Ronnie Coleman or the group. My whole philosophy is, if you're going to be in the weight room, why not get strong? You know, a lot of guys tease me, oh, especially Lamar Woodley, you know, especially him. Shout out to 56. You tell me I go in the weight room and bench the whole area, that's just me, man. I love lifting weight. I love working out. It's just part of me. I can't go in the weight room without pushing myself. Yesterday, pretty much just a light day. If y'all wasn't here, you know, I would have pushed myself even more. But, you know, you got to run. You got to be in shape. You lift weights and get strong, get big. But also, weightlifting prevents a lot of injuries. You don't want to go out there and get banged around against a lot of the big dudes and you know, can't support yourself. I don't know. I can't say too much. I just love doing it, and, you know, I enjoy it.
And this right here, this where you could tell where he first started out with baseball, football, basketball. He loved sports. We had a, you know, championship team back in the day. That's when he was one of our running backs back then. Before he was one of our defensive linemen. On defense, he also played both ways. Jiggy was a special kid, you know. We was playing Little League football, the way he was, you know, sort of carrying himself, that God got something special for this kid, not just, you know, in sports, but after this life, because the type of kid Ziggy always was, you know, just, he was just a humble kid. Whatever you asked Ziggy to do on the field, Ziggy would do it. He just been in sports all his life. I mean, you know, it's amazing. Love him, and I'm proud of him, and he's been a great son to me, and lots of people ask me, what type of kid Ziggy is. Ziggy's a good kid. That's what makes me feel proud. I go to his games, you know, and watch lots of them on TV, and the way he carries himself, you know, conduct himself as a respectful young man, you know, and I'm just proud to have a son like Ziggy Hood.
Still to come on Youth Football in Steelers Country, head coach Mike Tomlin brings his own children to work for a very special event. We'll take you inside All-Pro Dad straight ahead. Welcome back. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin jokes that when he's not at work, he has no free time, and that's because he's doing whatever his kids are doing to make sure he stays involved in their lives. Well, last weekend, he invited close to 300 children and their dads to a very special event. All-Pro Dad's Day is Coach Tomlin's annual event, and without a doubt, it was a lot of fun for everyone involved.
Today is an opportunity for dads to take some time with their children and come out here and experience a little bit of the Steeler experience too. You know, who doesn't get excited about the Steelers in Pittsburgh? And so thankfully Mike Tomlin hosts this event.
You know, it's something that I'm humbled and honored to be a part of. Football is what I do. Being a husband and father is who I am. If I can encourage others to be the best that they can be in that area, it's a blessing. You know, it's always an awesome event because you always see people get past some thresholds of discomfort to express themselves, to let each other know how they feel about one another. I think those are all positive.
I come from a broken home, but from that challenge came a tremendous blessing. My stepfather came into my life, Leslie Copeland, he's over there. Let's give a round of applause for my dad over there.
Something like this comes along, you think you see it on TV, but just to be standing here with this young man here, hey, I couldn't believe this after 30 some odd years, say, wow, look where we are today. And I'm just so thankful and proud of him that he has carried on to help someone else, and that's what it's all about.
It's like the fourth time we've come down to it, and it's been great every time we come down. This is the first time for him. We've come down several times, and it's just a great afternoon to get together. And he loves catching football and scoring touchdowns, and just being in. We're big football fans, so be able to spend some time with just the facilities all together, it's been great.
It's great to be able to just take some specific time to spend with just them and, you know, teach them about football and teach them about competition and really just spend time with them is great.
And this is the first time the event was held during the season. No word yet when next year's event will be taking place. Coming up next, our youth football game of the week takes us to Bethel Park, where a celebration took place that was 50 years in the making. Don't forget, you can catch McDonald's youth football in Steelers country every Saturday morning from now until the end of the season. We'll have the best from youth and high school football as the Whippoorwill's best makes their way to Heinz Field and Hershey. That's Saturday mornings at 10:30 right here on Root Sports. Well, youth football is a core part of the fabric in many Western Pennsylvania communities. None more so than Bethel Park, whose junior football organization is celebrating its 50th season this year. A gathering was held last month to commemorate the league's golden anniversary, and that's the focus of today's Youth Football Game of the Week.
This is the 50-year reunion of Bethel Park Junior Football, so we called out a lot of alumni and friends to come for a little celebration tonight at our community center, and it's nice to reminisce. We have old pictures and old posters and old friends.
We had a 40-year anniversary 10 years ago, and it went over really well. And we wanted to do the same thing this year to mark the 50-year anniversary. In particular to Bethel Park, this being one of the oldest youth programs in the state of Pennsylvania, it's certainly one of the older programs in our town, Bethel Park, and it means a lot to the community as well.
Bethel Park's certainly entrenched in football from the youth level all the way up to the high school level. They've always performed well throughout the years, meeting some of the older gentlemen here that have coached over the years back in the 70s and late 60s is really impressive because they share the same frustrations as I do as a coach coaching young kids. But, you know, as long as the important stuff stays focused, as long as we stay focused on the important stuff, keeping the kids in it, keeping them competing and growing them up through the game of football.
It's just a good program because it is all about the kids. We're one of the only leagues that has a play role, like a minimum play role for the kids to all play. And the goal is bring them back next year. Just bring them back next year, you know. Coach them up. Teach them all the life lessons that this great sport can provide them and bring them back next year so they keep getting better and better and better.
Football's like life. It's a team sport. There's really not much individual stuff, and you teach the kids from the beginning, 10 have to block for one to make that successful. If them 10 don't block, then you're unsuccessful. And I think what it does is it's teamwork, and it reflects a lot about life.
We've got a great bunch of kids. We're a high-powered style offense. We probably pass more than we run. We like to have a good time, and hopefully we'll be successful.
And I think it also brings the kids closer. As they move up in grades, they become friends and they develop them friendships into high school, middle school. So that's really the goal, is to have them find a mutual bond with one another, enjoy the football game, and hopefully become successful later on in life.
Come on!
The nice thing about this group of kids is they've all got great parents. They support what we're trying to do. Kids support each other. There isn't any, bickering or anything like that. They get along really well. So for me, it has been very fortunate to coach them.
I love it. I love how excited my boys get. I love just watching the game whenever they're involved in it and seeing them do well.
Yeah! Get up here! Get up here!
coming up next week, we head north where the Hampton Canines visit Mars in our youth football game of the week. Well, that does it for today's show. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you again next week for a brand new episode of McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country.